Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Summer is a great time for hummingbird viewing in Texas.
Obviously, the places people see them most often is around feeders.
Mark Klim is in wildlife diversity and a hummingbird enthusiast. You can attract hummingbirds to your yard with a hummingbird feeder filled with a solution of one part sugar to four parts water. Once you've hung a feeder, Klim says to keep the contents fresh.
During the summer months, you want to change that every 2 to 4 days. During the winter months, you might get away with 4 to 6 days, but certainly no longer than that.
If you'd prefer to see hummers in the wild, you're in luck. We have 18 species of the bird in Texas, but you have to know where to look.
If you're looking in the wild, you're going to want to look in areas where there's a number of flowering plants available. They do require shelter, so they're going to be around evergreen or well-leaved trees, depending on the season. And they're also going to be found where there's water. Water is a critical element of their environment, and they're going to be found where there's water.
We have a link to more information about hummingbirds and hummingbird festivals in Texas at passporttotexas.org. And tomorrow we look at the hummingbird roundup and how you can count the hummers. That's our show for today. We record our series at the beautiful Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. Bill Harwell engineered this program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.